الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد respected listeners السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته today the audio book you are going to listen to is initial Suluk Naqshbandis written by Rabbani guide and its spiritual leader Hazrat Khwaja Muhammad Hasan Jan Sirhindi rahmatullah alayh Corrected and approved by Allama Mufti Abdul Wahid Jan Sirhindi Mujaddidi Faruqi Naqshbandi. Translated in English by Dr. Tariq Rahim Somro Dehati Naqshbandi. Published in Karachi by Gulzar Publications. Dedicated to my spiritual guide and spiritual leader, Piro Murshid Qibla Gaham Alai Hazrat Faiz Darjat Sai Abdul Hamid Jan Sirhindi. Mujaddidi Faruqi Naqshbandi. Glossary of Terms. Following are the nearest possible translations of Arabic, Sindhi, Urdu terms in English language for readers to enable them to understand this book. Akhfa. The term akhfa or ikhfa means most arcane, deeply mysterious or obscure. Subtlety and it is located in at the center of the chest. Amr, immortal. Awliya Allah, chosen friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bait, it is an act of accepting the pious person as his or her spiritual leader. Baqa, everlasting or immortal. Baqa bi Allah, It means baqa for the sake of Allah Almighty. Bidat, an invocation in Islam against Shariat. Dargah, it is a religious shrine mostly built over the grave or graves of a revered religious person or persons, personality or personalities, or living place of religious guide or leader. Dua, making request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fana, annihilation. Fana fi Allah, annihilation in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Farz, compulsory or obligatory prayer. Fitna, creating disagreement and division in religion. Hadith Qudsi, Words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which are not Quranic verses. Imam, leader. Istikhara, seeking guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when a Muslim is making a decision, he or she should seek Allah's guidance and wisdom through it. Jazb, A spiritual and mental condition or phenomena. Khafi. The term khafi means mysterious, arcane, or hidden or latent subtlety. It represents intuition and is located in the right side of the center of the chest. Lataif. This word drawn from Quranic verses and these lataif. Singular Latifa designate various psycho-spiritual organs or sometimes faculties of sensory and supra-sensory perception. Madrasa, the religious educational institution. Madzub Salik, the one who leads to the way of Suluk more sentimentally and less sensibly. Muraqbah, Religious meditation. Masjid, the religious place where Muslims worship and meet each other to perform several socio-economical activities for the benefits of the community. Nabiullah, chosen messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nafi Asbad, negation of everything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nafs, psyche, ego or soul. Nawafil, the name of an optional prayer, singular Nafil. Paras, an imaginary stone which turns metal into gold if rubbed by it. Qaida, sitting in particular way during prayer. Namaz. Qalbi zikr, zikr by heart. It is remembering the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. Seeker in this way is reciting in heart Allah, Allah, Allah. Qibla, the direction of the Kaaba toward which Muslims turn for their daily prayers. Rabita, the spiritual connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or any pious person. Sajjada Nashin, a spiritual successor. Salik, seeker. Salik Madzub, the one who leads to the way of Suluk according to Shariat, more sensibly and less sentimentally. Shariat, that is Islamic law which tells Muslims how to behave in every aspect of their lives. For example, trading, praying, eating, walking, sleeping, inhaling, and all other socio-economic matters. Silsila, the distinguished way to act upon Sharia. Sirhandis, the Sirhandis are the descendants of Sheikh Ahmed Sirhandi Farooqi Naqshbandi, who was born in and buried at city named Sirhand, which is situated in East Punjab, India. Suluk, the spiritual ways that lead Salik or seeker to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sunnah, the prayer practiced by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam following his way is known as Sunnah. Tariqa-e-Khwajgan, the way of Khwajgan, all awliyas of this silsila are known as Khwajas. Tariqat, the spiritual way or path directing towards highest level of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wajib, mandatory prayer. Waliullah, chosen friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasil billah, connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zakir, the one who performs zikr. Zikr, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting the name Allah, 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 or reciting the kalima, la ilaha illallah. Words from translator, English edition. It is my great honor and privilege that I am able to translate in English this great book on Naqshbandi Suluk of a great Islamic author and scholar, spiritual leader and Rabbani guide, Hazrat Khwaja Tajul Awliya Muhammad Hassan Jan Sirhindi Mujaddidi Farooqi Naqshbandi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi. This is all because of my spiritual guide, Piru Murshid Hazrat Qibla Gaham Alai Hazrat Faiz-e Darjat Sai Abdul Hamid Jan Sirhindi Mujaddidi Farooqi Naqshbandi. Without his spiritual support and guidance, I would not have been able to accomplish this uphill task. Those seekers who want to travel in the way of Suluk will find this book a great treasure. The original book was written in Persian language and later on was translated in Sindhi by my grand-grandfather from mother side, Waizul Islam Maulana Maulvi Nazir Muhammad Somro Dehati Naqshbandi, but unfortunately was not published. Later on, this great book was translated in Sindhi and Urdu languages simultaneously by Professor Ali Nawaz Hajan Khan Jatoi Naqshbandi, a disciple of Sirhindi Dargah, and these translations and his preface helped me to translate this great book in English. If found some errors or mistakes, please ignore and forgive me and guide me for the correction for the next edition of this book. The translation work of this book was started on 26th June 2010 and first draft of this work was completed on 22nd July 2010 with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Later on, the first draft was edited and updated with grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on 3rd August 2010. Subsequently, the second draft was edited and completed on 23rd August 2010. And finally, the final draft of this book was edited and completed on 25th January 2011 in the presence of Sahabzada Allama Mufti Abdul Wahid Jan Sirhindi Mujaddidi Faruqi Naqshbandi. I am very much thankful to Sahabzada Allama Mufti Abdul Wahid Jan Sirhindi Mujaddidi Faruqi Naqshbandi, who took out his precious time and has kindly gone through the whole translation work and also put in his valuable recommendation to correct and approve this translation work. I'm not going to forget to say thanks to my family for supporting me and guiding me to do this translation work. A special thank to my father, Haji Abdul Rahim Somro Dehati Naqshbandi, who had corrected all drafts of this book. And I'm deeply thankful to Dr. Fazlullah Siddiqui Naqshbandi, who also helped me during translation work of this book. While translating this book, I found, and I'm very much confident to write, that this book is not only about ibtidai or initial suluk, but it is also about intihai, the highest suluk. As this book is about suluk, and suluk can be achieved through zikr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Holy Quran, in para number 13, Surah number 13, verse number 28. Those who believe and whose hearts find comfort in the remembrance of Allah. Aye, it is in the remembrance of Allah that hearts can find comfort. Other important verses about zikr are mentioned in Holy Quran. For example, Surah number 4, ayat number 190, Surah number 8, ayat 45, 29, 45, 33, 35, and 39:23. Please refer them for further details if required. Other important verses about zikr are mentioned in Holy Quran. For example, Surah 4, ayat 190, Surah 8, ayat 45, Surah 29, ayat 45, Surah 33, ayat 35, and Surah 39, and ayat 23. Please refer them for the further details if required. About author and his book. Near the city of Tando Muhammad Khan, there is village called Tando Saidad, where there is dargah of religiously renowned personalities called Sirhindis. This place is very much popular within and without Pakistan in terms of Sharia and Tariqat. The foundation of this dargah in this village was laid down during the worldly lifetime of his spiritual leader and Rabbani guide Hazrat Khwaja Tajul Awliya Muhammad Hasan Jan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi in 1316 Hijri 1898 AD. His praiseworthy and holy birth took place in the city of Kandahar, Afghanistan on 6th Shawwal 1278 Hijri, April 1862 AD. His worldly and his spiritual education was imparted by his renowned father, Hazrat Khwaja Sirajul Awliya Abdul Rahman Jan Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, who was also one of the well-known scholar and Waliullah and was 10th Sajjada Nashin, a spiritual successor of Hazrat Imam Rabbani Mujaddid Al-Fisani Shaykh Ahmad Faruqi Sirhindi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, and 37th Sajjada Nashin, spiritual successor of Hazrat Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Faruq Radiyallahu Ta'ala Anhu. Hazrat Khwaja Sirajul Awliya Abdul Rahman Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, the worthy father of the author of this book, migrated from the city of Kandahar, Afghanistan during the rule of Amir Abdul Rahman to Sindh in the village called Thakkar, which is situated in Taluka Guni, District Hyderabad, currently District Tando Muhammad Khan. His worldly lifespan was 87 Hijri years. During this time, he performed 5 Hajj and had got constructed several masajids and madrasas, and he also authored more than 20 books. In whole world, there are mainly four famous and significant silsilas in practice in Islam. They are Sohbadi, Chishti, Qadri, and Naqshbandi. From each silsila, several branches, and from these several branches, further several sub-branches have emerged. Naqshbandi silsila was started by Hazrat Khwaja Bahauddin Naqshbandi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. Before him, the silsila was known and famous as Tariqa-e-Khwajgan, and loud oral zikr was in practice at that time. Thereafter, Hazrat Khwaja Bahauddin Naqshbandi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi stopped the loud oral zikr on divine revelation on his heart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and started suluk by practicing mute zikr, La ilaha illallah. Before Hazrat Khwaja Bahauddin Naqshbandi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, the pious personalities of this silsila were of opinion that Zakir should do enough hard work so that the zikr is achieved. The main goal of all suluks of Naqshbandi silsila is to achieve the link with remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remains forever without any interruption in the heart of the zakir. As mentioned supra that Hazrat Khwaja Bahauddin Naqshbandi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi initiated zikr with La ilaha illallah and kept the zikr of reciting Allah, Allah thereafter. On the other hand, Hazrat Imam Rabbani Mujaddid Al-Fisani rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi initiated the suluk from Allah, Allah and kept the zikr of reciting La ilaha illallah thereafter. According to the religious scholars, with the zikr of Allah, Allah, seeker is achieving more quick jazb, and with the zikr of La ilaha illallah, suluk is achieved rapidly. In the first way, zikr is achieving the status of madzub salik, and in the second way, zikr is achieving the status of salik madzub. The zakir until and unless not achieves jazb will not become waliullah. He or she may achieve jazb either in the beginning or at the end of the zikr. If jazb is achieved at the beginning of the zikr, then he or she is known as madzub salik. And if jazb is achieved at the end of the zikr, then he or she is known as salik madzub. It should be always remembered that the suluk is accomplished with the struggle of zakir, but jazb is achieved only with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no role of zakir in it. According to suluk of Hazrat Khwaja Bahauddin Naqshbandi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, mute zikr should be performed only in heart. But according to suluk of Hazrat Imam Rabbani Mujaddid Al-Fathani rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, mute zikr is performed on several places. Mute zikr is performed on several places of chest, and these are known as places of lataif, levels of the way of suluk, and are described in this book. During the period of Hazrat Khwaja Masoom the first rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, who solely dependent on only mute zikr of heart, by this practice all lataif, levels in the way of suluk, were awakened and achieved. Usually the lataif, levels in the way of suluk, are awakened after performing the zikr on several places of chest. The goal is to awaken the lataif, levels in the way of suluk, one by one by performing zikr on several places or collectively at one place as mentioned above. When different lataif are awakened during zikr, then zakir observes several colorful lights. According to spiritual leader Hazrat Khwaja Tajul Awliya Muhammad Hassan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, the author of this book, the color of the Qalbi Latifa is white, the color of Ruhi Latifa is yellow, and the color of Sir Latifa is red. According to the Naqshbandi Silsila, there are three different approaches to establish link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First is zikr, second is muraqabah, and the third is rabita. When zikr becomes permanent feature of the heart of the zakir, that means that he or she achieves full command over it. It is known as remembrance, and salik establishes closest link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another way to establish link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is muraqabah, establishing and concentrating attention internally towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known as muraqabah. Seeker remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his or her heart by reciting the name Allah. This is also known as muraqabah. In muraqabah, the seeker is concentrating towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not towards his holy name. The third way of becoming wasil billah is rabita, the connection. When the seeker is relating and linking himself or herself with any waliullah or nabiullah from his or her core of heart, or spiritually establishing relationship and or concentrating towards them with respect and reverence, then it is known as rabita, connection. When seeker is concentrating towards any waliullah, then this pious personality automatically concentrates spiritually towards the seeker, and the color of this personality encircles spiritually over the seeker. Sometimes the spirit of the pious personality appears in front of seeker in human shape and guides the seeker, and if the seeker will get the status of fana in that pious personality, then through him will reach status of fana fi Allah. Because this pious personality is also fani in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if the pious personality is not fana fi Allah, then whatever the level or rank this pious personality has, seeker will reach that rank and not get further elevation. It is therefore essential that one should get fana in the pious personality who has already achieved the rank of fana fi Allah and baqa bi Allah. According to Khwaja Muhammad Masoom the First, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, it is possible that with zikr, seeker may not get connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but with rabita, connection, the seeker gets connected. From this book of my spiritual leader, Hazrat Khwaja Tajul Awliya Muhammad Hassan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, it is observed that in his suluk, there are levels of zikr, and with them there is initial rabita, connection. First, there is a zikr of name of Allah, and then the zikr of La ilaha illallah. After that, there is indication of muraqabah, where connection is established with beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This all is learned from pious personalities. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better. His spiritual leader, Hazrat Khwaja Tajul Awliya Muhammad Hassan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, mentioned few prerequisites before practicing the suluk, and those are as follows. First, keeping the pure intention. Second, searching for the spiritual leader and respecting him properly and remain in rabita, connection with him. Third, following the shariat and keeping away from bidat. Fourth, getting away from and protecting himself or herself from the self-praise. Fifth and the last is abiding by and complying with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. Hope this writing of a spiritual leader, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, will guide the seekers to swim successfully from tariqat and to reach safely to the haqiqat, the truth, where there are lots of fruits of ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seeker gets the reward which never has been seen, heard, or conceived. This all is achieved with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The good acts of the humans are also because of His blessings. O Allah, we are always begging Your blessings in all the situations. This book is written for the common Muslims to start the zikr and to move forward in the way of suluk and achieve more and more benefits from this. For this reason, this book has been translated in simple English for the English-knowing readers who are not familiar with Persian, Urdu, or Sindhi languages. Thirsty for dua, Tariq Rahim Somro, PhD, Dehati, Naqshbandi. Few words from the one who got published the Sindhi translation. This book is about Ibtidai Suluk, which is thought small in size, but it is enormous in its usefulness. It was originally written in Persian language by Tajul Awliya, Hazrat Khwaja Muhammad Hasan Jan Sirhindi, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi. In the beginning of this book, it is written that what characteristics and distinctiveness should be possessed by a leader or Pir-o-Murshid. Secondly, it is mentioned that what responsibilities are imposed on the seeker, and other than that, seeker is told that how to perform zikr, how to follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how to go through several stages of suluk. These are written in very beautiful and understandable manner. Professor Ali Nawaz Hajan Khan Jatoi, by translating this book in Sindhi and Urdu, had contributed a lot in religious work and also had written in detail about Sirhindi family and their religious efforts. The present spiritual successor of this dargah, Alai Hazrat Faiz-e-Darjad, Tabib-e-Ruhani Hazrat Peer Agha Abdul Hamid Jan Sirhindi Mujaddidi Naqshbandi, is a strict follower of fasting and prayer, is unique in praying, religious meditation and deliberation. He is also distinct in kindness, kind-heartedness, accommodating and cooperative. He is prominent in knowledge and outstanding amongst lovers of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His kind personality is blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of us, and we all disciples, followers and human beings are getting equal benefits from him. Other than this, his eldest son, Allama Sahibzada Peer Abdul Wahid Jan Sirhindi Mujaddidi Naqshbandi, in his young age of 20 years, only has achieved the highest level of name and fame in Zuhud and Taqwa, Quran, Hadith, Fiqh, Logic and Philosophy, along with eternal and external knowledge. All this is because of his father's guidance, education and training, and also his ancestors' blessings. O Allah, keep on us blessings of both these personalities and grant them long life. I will not be out of place to mention here that today whatever I am is because of kind blessings of these pious personalities, otherwise I am nothing at all. The duty and love of zikr of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is bestowed by them. O Allah, keep me busy in this duty and also keep my family busy in and to continue this mission. Ameen. Khadimul Fuqara, Sayyid Qamar Zaman Shah, former Senator and Deputy Speaker, Sindh Assembly. Initial Suluk. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd. Thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace and salams to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khalifa, a designated disciple of this dargah, Mia Jan Khan Shikarpuri, who is a knowledgeable of realities and a sincere disciple of my spiritual leader, Hazrat Khwaja Abdul Rahman, may Allah bless him, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi. He once, in a meeting with me, asked me to write stepwise material about Ibtidai Suluk in book format. Although this author did not see any quality in him, but has written keeping in view his services and with the hope that if someone after reading these lines like them, then he or she will remember and pray for Muhammad Hasan Jan and pray for Muhammad Hasan Mujaddidi in good words. Before starting the Naqshbandi Suluk, few prerequisites are required and they are written in following section so that Salik be able to visualize the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in clarity. First of all, Holy Shijra, the lineage family tree in form of poetry, is written for the blessing purposes. Ahmad Siddiq Salman Qasim Ast Jafar Ast Ba Yazid Abu Al Hasan Zubu Ali Taj Sar Ast Yusuf Ast Wagaj Davani Arif Wa Mahmood Ham Az Ali Rame Tari Shamas O Shams Wa Khawar Ast سید میر کلال است و بہا الدین ولی خواجہ یعقوب عبید اللہ بفضل دار بفضل داور است زاہد و درویش خواجہ امکنہ باقی بحق احمد و معصوم گنج و صبغت اللہ گوہر است از امام العارفین معصوم ثانی شد پدید شیخ غلام محمد چولال وشا صفی چون گوہر است ہست فضل اللہ منور از شعائے نور او حضرت شیخ عبد القیوم آفتاب انور است آفتاب شرع احمد خاصا حق پیر ما حضرت شیخ عبد الرحمن حچو در از ہر است مرشد ما نور مولا خواجہ محمد حسن با لقب ثانی عمر از والد خود از ہر است عبداللہ جان شاہ آغا صاحب فضل و کمال زو غلام علی شہید ابن شہید آن صابر است حضرت عبدالحمید از جد خوشد مستفیض رحم دل کامل سخی فیاض فائق طاہر است آمد ثانی مجدد حضرت عبدالوحید رہنمائے گمراہاں بدت شکن نادر سر است درد کن اسمائی ایشان راومی خواہاں راومی خواہ ہر زمان تا بفضل حق تیرا اسماسی ایشان یادر است. After that, I'm writing it to clarify that when seeker is eager to start zikr of Naqshbandi silsila, then he or she should first keep pure intention and keep the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his or her heart. And nothing of this world or world thereafter is supposed to come in his or her mind. After that, he or she should ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get a spiritual guide, Peer o Murshid, whose outer is decorated with Sharia and his inner is filled with divine knowledge. In this regard, he or she should do more research and do more struggle, especially in this era of fitna, when lots of satanic-like humans, evil-minded humans, are hiding themselves in the costumes of pious personalities. When someone finds a spiritual guide, Peer o Murshid of such kind, whose outer is decorated with Sharia and his inner is filled with divine knowledge, then the seeker should consider his company as a paras and consider his holy existence as eternal honor. And after performing istikhara according to Sharia with true intention in his or her mind, present himself or herself in his spiritual company, receive the directions of tariqat, and with deep respect start the zikr. Other than that, he or she should keep secret for his spiritual guide, Peer o Murshid, in his presence or even in his absence. Also, do not object or even within his or her heart on any words or actions of his or her spiritual guide, Peer o Murshid. Do not turn his or her back towards him physically, mentally, and or spiritually, and also while eating or drinking. Also, do not put his or her foot on spiritual guide's carpet, sheet, or even prayer sheet. Completely surrender himself or herself to a spiritual guide and think of him as huge source and medium of receiving love and knowledge of Holy Allah, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he or she has any doubts and evil thoughts in mind, he or she should keep them secret from a spiritual guide. That means in every condition, he or she should respect his or her spiritual guide, because the benefits of tariqat are based on this point. Respect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a crown of blessing. Keep the crown on your head, and then wherever you want to go, go ahead. That means do not worry about anything. We are begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the strength to respect, because a disrespectful is not going to get the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, keep himself or herself away from the company of the people who are followers of bidat and non-believers, non-Muslims, because their company is fatal poison. Also should follow the Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sharia in drinking, wearing, eating, etc., that mean in day-to-day life, follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's shariat completely. Follow the permitted and stay away from prohibited. Stop all those daily life traditions which are against the shariat. Should consider that shariat as a scale bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to measure balance, then it is a blessing of Allah. Otherwise, keep away from it. Should also consider that tariqat is subordinate of sharia. Also keep completely away from being proud, selfish and self-centeredness, because no one with egocentricity can achieve the honor of being nearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tender the greatness and grandness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not include himself or herself in these virtues. According to Hadith Qudsi, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "The grandness is my upper wrapping sheet and greatness is my lower wrapping sheet." Then whoever in these virtues is competing with me, he or she will be put into hellfire. Therefore, it is important for a seeker to adopt kindness, gentleness, politeness and cordiality and believe that he or she is a human being and be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be patient in sorrows and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in happiness. Also do not keep any hope in anyone, even from his or her own son. Consider the Prophet and laws as a fate from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accept them as a destiny. Note that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decisions are not cruel but are always beneficial for human being. Also do not feel disappointed when seeker encounter a spiritual suspension, and also do not feel pleased and proud when there is a spiritual improvements, because both these situations may appear on every seeker in the way of a spiritual phenomena. According to Shariat and Tariqat, give due respect to the people from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also give due respect to the religious scholars, because friend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes them and also refers seekers towards them. Also, there are lots of other prerequisites, but logically few important of them have been discussed. Now, I'm going to main objectives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your fortune well in both universes. So keep in mind that the scholars of this silsila has written in their books and booklets that human beings consist of 10 lataif, levels in the way of suluk. Among them, 5 are amr, immortal, that means a spiritual universe, and 5 are of this universe, that means the universe in which we live. Spiritual universe's 5 levels are as follows: qalb, heart; ruh, spirit; sir, khafi and akhfa. Other 5 lataif of this universe are as follows: dust, air, water, fire and nafs. And nafs-e-natiq. Among them, first 4 are substances. In Naqshbandi silsila, the start of suluk is from levels of a spiritual universe. For that reason, scholar has written that our silsila start from where the other silsila ends. Because in other silsilas, suluk starts from the levels of human universe, and to keep nafs clean and pure, lots of hard and lengthy meditation are required to be done, and thereafter levels of a spiritual universe are being pursued. But in Naqshbandi silsila, with the grace of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beginning is done with the spiritual universe, and human universe's levels are automatically and simultaneously covered during that pace of time. That is why hard and lengthy meditations are not required to be done. The details of this is as follows. When disciple is accepting the spiritual guide or leader in the form of bayt, then in the beginning he or she is ordered by his or her spiritual guide to perform qalbi zikr, in which he or she is required to be busy. This qalbi zikr is performed in this way that the seeker should put both knees on the floor and face the Qibla. Just like in Qaida, in the prayer, and close both eyes, keep tongue at the palate, upper part of the mouth, and in the heart, which is two fingers lower, and in the heart, which is two fingers lower, left side of the nipple, say continuously, Allah, 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 with full concentration, devotion, and attention, and keep away all evil thoughts, other concerns, and worries from heart, and continue the zikr with full attention and devotion. There is no limit of number of times fixed for this qalbi zikr. The more the struggle, the more the benefit from it. The color of light of this latifa is white and is under the feet of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. The zakir who is reaching this level is known as Adam al-Mashrab, under blessings of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Try to practice this zikr as much as possible so this zikr reaches the status of fana. That means zikr becomes permanent practice of the heart, and then heart never beats without zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even seeker deliberately for a single moment wants to stop this zikr, he or she will not be able to do so. This is sign of strongest command in zikr. In this situation, the zikr of heart cannot be stopped deliberately. This situation is known as qalbi fana, heart immortal. The second name of this situation is known as remembrance. According to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders, the name of Zakir is written in the list of Awliya Allah after achieving this qalbi fana. About this fact, my grandfather wrote following poetry. After that, there is a level of spirit, which is on the right side, two fingers down to the right nipple. The color of light of this level is yellow and is under the feet of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Whoever reaches this level is known as Ibrahim al-Mashrab, under the blessings of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, as described above. At the place of the level of the spirit, the zakir is required to concentrate and with full attention say continuously, Allah, 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 until it becomes integral part of his or heart with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obtains the status of fana. After that, there is a level of sir. The place of this level is at the left side, two fingers above the left nipple. The color of this light is red, and it is under the feet of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Here the zakir should do the zikr in similar way as described above until it reaches the status of fana. The one who reaches this level is known as Musawi al-Mashrab, under the blessings of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. After that, there is a level of khafi. The place of this level is on the right side, two fingers above the right nipple. The color of this light is black and is under the feet of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. The one who reaches this level is known as Iswi al-Mashrab, under the blessings of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. The zikr of this level is done in similar way as described above until it reaches the status of fana. After that, there is a level of akhfa, which is placed at the center and above all previous four levels places and is under the feet of Hazrat Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who reaches this level is known as Muhammadi al-Mashrab, under blessings of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The zikr of this level is done in a similar way until it reaches the status of fana. After that, zakir should visualize and start zikr from all five levels places with single instant until all parts of his or her body begin the zikr, which also can be heard. This is known as Sultanul Azkar, king of all zikrs. After that, start the zikr of Nafi Azbad. The description of zikr is written below. Close the eyes and touch the tongue with the upper side of the mouth. Hold the breath inside and recite Kalma-e Tayyiba, La ilaha illallah, in the heart in such a way that the word La is drawn from his or her navel up to his or her head, and then recite the word Ilaha from head to his or her right shoulder, and then recite the word Illallah in a way that it strikes in the heart with great force. This practice is done in such a way that three cycles of the zikr are completed in one hold of breath. Then release the breath and again hold the breath. Repeat this again and again. When this practice of 3 cycles is easily done, then instead of 3 times, try 5 times with holding of 1 breath. This way 7 times, then 9 times, then 11 times, and finally up to 21 times. Also note that when releasing the breath, then the zakir should gently and gladly say from the core of his or her heart that, "Oh my Allah, you are my ambition and your will is what I will follow." When the zakir withholding 1 breath completes 21 times kalma and doesn't see any results of this, such as peace of mind, kashful qubur, which means revelation of the grave, an opening of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's secrets, etc., then he or she should understand that given prerequisites which were mentioned previously were partly or fully not achieved, or there is an error in the way of performing zikr, and then he or she should restart zikr of nafiyas baad. When the zakir will follow it properly, then he or she will definitely get benefits from this zikr. Taking care of numbers is known as wuqufi adadi, restricting to odd numbers. Seeker then need not to be contained with 21 times. He or she should go on increasing the numbers until the number 383 is reached. Now coming back to the first point, when with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the seeker achieves the ranks of all 5 levels, that means 5 levels reaches the status of fana. As described earlier, then he or she is also achieving the status of baqa. After achieving all levels of fana and baqa, then seeker also achieves automatically and simultaneously human levels fana and baqa. Especially with the zikr of nafi asbad, the spirit is achieving peace and he or she leaves disobedience and feel comfortable. That means leaving the disobediences and accepting the commands and destiny of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with open heart. At that stage, he or she achieves genuine and true faith. For example, in ayah number 136, surah number 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indicating towards this solution. It should be noted that the zakir should not perform any nawafil or recite Qur'an except the farz, the obligatory prayer, the wajib and required by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah prayer until he or she reaches the status of fana. Because before reaching the status of fana, the zikr is superior and beneficial than other nawafils. But after reaching the status of fana and baqa, and the nawafil and reciting Quran will be more beneficial and boost towards success. Note that during zikr, if evil thoughts come into mind of zakir, which keeps zakir away from zikr, then at this point and at this moment, he or she should visualize his or her spiritual guide, Pir or Murshid, and feel that he is present before him or her and guiding him or her. This solution is known as rabita or connection in Sufi terminology, and in this situation, zakir can achieve all required benefits. After that, if seeker with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granted the eagerness to go further to the higher levels, then he or she has to start 10 muraqbah, and then they are grouped in 4 after the salik enters into the circles, the daira, and in the arcs, the qasim, after the zakir enters into the shadows of characteristics, sifat, and shaunat. After that, zakir gets advancement and enters into 3 realities. For example, reality of namaz, reality of fasting, and reality of kaaba. After that, the status of tayyun or determinant and non-determinant, la tayyun, personal love, and only obedience, mahz ubudiyat, and are achieved by zakir. Thereafter, the progress goes in the direction where there is no end. But it is difficult for a common person to understand and comprehend the details of these levels. It may cause denial of these levels because of inadequate knowledge, but with the grace of Almighty Allah, when the zakir keeps on struggling in this spiritual phenomena, will achieve the fana and baqa of 10 levels. then the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will drag him or her to the destination automatically. The superior and complete details of these can be found in the Maktubat and books of Hazrat Imam Rabbani, Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Fisani rahmatullah alayh, and Makhzan-e-Israr Hazrat Khwaja Qayyum-e-Jahan rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, and also in the booklets of earlier Khulafa, designated disciples. Whoever is eager to know may refer them. If you want to refer towards Maktubat, you will find them as an endless ocean of knowledge. Note that these 10 levels or ranks and kashf of Nafiyas Baad are the big achievements, and in this era, only few humans are there who got this standing. But as compared to above mentioned levels, it is just like a drop in the ocean. I'm now summing up with these words, keeping in view the present era. Other details are left for other free time. O Allah, do not catch us on our mistakes and blunders. Ameen. Peace is for those who followed the directions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa alihi wa sallam. This booklet, originally in Persian, was written on 9th Rabiul Awwal 1361 Hijri, around at afternoon time, and was copied by Ahmad Ali, son of late Haji Muhammad Mubaqi, on 24th Ramadan Sharif 1361 at Tindo Saidat, Sindh, Pakistan. Wa akhiru wa da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.